Jared Kalfi, State Advisory Director for AARP Virginia, emphasizes that addressing the high cost of medications is critical given the impact on many Virginians.
Priority number one for us, because it's something that we hear about constantly from our members here in Virginia. You know, we did a survey in the summer of 2023, a statewide survey of Virginia voters, specifically on prescription drugs. And there was a lot in that survey that was really illuminating. And one of the things that we found were that two-thirds of all Virginians over the age of 18 are currently taking prescription drugs.
Last year, Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed a similar bill that would have established the Prescription Drug Affordability Board. The board would have been allowed to set price caps on up to 12 high-cost drugs annually, a measure supporters say could save lives. Kalfi says they'd listen to alternatives if Governor Youngkin would bring them to the table.
We do not claim that a prescription drug affordability board is a silver bullet that's going to completely solve the high cost of prescription drugs. And we are very open to suggestions and other solutions that he's interested in. We think that there's plenty that could potentially be done in this space. But what I do know is that if we were to pass this policy, it would at least give the state a tool to address some of the highest cost prescription drugs that people need to stay alive in a lot of cases or to maintain their quality of life at the very least.
Maryland created the first affordability board in 2019, and seven other states have followed. Advocates in Virginia are pushing for bipartisan support this year to make life-saving medications more accessible.